guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, we're going to talk about something that is not shocking, even though the headline says it's shocking. Even though science apparently thinks it's shocking. It's not shocking. It's something we talk about all the time here. Fewer people are getting married. The reason why is stunning, according to science. It's not. Let me ask you this. You know, here we are in the age where women say, many women, especially the girl power movement, says we deserve as much as men. As a matter of fact, in some cases, we deserve more. And so society says, okay, we'll make you even to men. And then they do interviews with women and they say, how much would you like your spouse to make? And most women answer, I'd like him to make 150% of what I do. Okay, so you want to get the paid the same as men? Yes. And you want the guy to make 150% of what you make? Also, yes. This is what we call impossible. But this is the way things are going today, right? And we hear about it all the time, and guys get frustrated. And who do they blame it on? Well, they blame it on the guys because the guys are not making enough money. Guys aren't getting good enough jobs. Well, when you go back to 1950, 1960, 1970, 1980, whatever, and I don't have the specifics on this, I'm just throwing those numbers out there. But when you go back to it, women took secretarial positions and they took nursing positions and various, you know, things like that. Telephone operators, you know, the old-timey headsets with the... So the women were telephone operators as well. And the guys were the bankers and the lawyers and so on and so forth. Well, guess what? The women want those jobs now. And in many of these positions now, we're finding it has to be mandatorily filled by X amount of women. They even did an audit internally at Google and found out the average female's price was higher price. The average female's income was actually more than the men's in the same positions. So that means women have to date a guy that has a better job than they do, that is much better paying. But what happens when more and more women are graduating college now 24% higher or more than men? So, and why? Because women have 250, and I've done videos on this too. Women have 250 scholarships, men have like 30. And there's so many programs to help women, but there are no programs to help men because they keep saying, well, we need to support the women. They're the minority in college, but they're not. They're not. They're actually the majority, but they don't come back around and start supporting the men now. Now they're talking about getting women in STEM, and STEM has problems with women and all this other stuff. So what they're doing is they say, we want guys to be lower on the food chain. We want to be even with them, if not better. But then when it comes to marriage, they say, well, we want better when we get married. I want a guy that's better than me. Well, by the women elevating themselves up, they're making fewer and fewer and fewer guys at the very top. And because of that, now they say, well, there's no men left. And who do they blame it on? Men. So let's, and of course that says fewer people are getting married. The reason why is stunning, according to science. It comes to this, perhaps it's about time. Absurdly driven, looks at its blah, blah, blah. Okay, we live in singular times. Technology encourages us to disappear in our own personal worlds. Meanwhile, relationships seem to get harder and harder. Now, is this written by a woman? Chris. I don't know if Chris is male or female. Let me see. Oh, he's an older gentleman. Okay, so we won't get a lady's view on this. Meanwhile, relationships seem to get harder. Why in a sign of apocalyptic avenues approaching, even Facebook is launching a dating service. Now, this is about 10 months old, so it's a little bit older story. Have you noticed, indeed, that you've been invited to fewer weddings lately? It might be because you've been known to misbehave when the good wishes of champagne flow. It might also be because there are fewer weddings occurring. Marriage rates have dipped 8 points since 1990. And I read the other day that they've dipped again. Well, this is late, but in early 2020, they said the final numbers for 2019 were that they were lower again. Let's turn, and I consider that a win. If marriage rates plummeted to zero, I would be dancing and cheering and celebrating with cold beers in the backyard. Why? Because that means men have stopped getting married to the point that until the laws change, it's a boycott. It's an official boycott. And I think that's what needs to happen, because the way the laws are today, no bueno. And this is just for the average guy. Now, for the rest of us, we know marriage is a raw deal. Even if it was a 50-50 split on divorce, marriage is a dead end in most cases anyway. So they say, let's turn then to the large brains at Cornell University to enlighten us as to why. Now, another thing, let me interject this. They're not going to come and ever find that it's the woman's fault, because a lot of these, majority of these universities are becoming very heavily left-leaning, and they're becoming very female-led. Most of the boards are women. Most of the educators are women. So very rarely you're going to do a study and go, oh, it's our fault. That doesn't happen. Their new study, tantalizingly entitled Mismatches in the Marriage Market, tried to examine what might lie behind the trend toward more people living 9 married lives. It could be because there's less love around. 88% of Americans claim love is a very important reason to get married. Okay, let's hope that is 78% women and 10% sad men. Yet at the same time, a Pew Research poll cited another important aspect. About 7 in 10 adults, 71%, said it was very important for a man to be able to support a family financially to be a good husband or partner, while just 32% said the same for a woman to be a good wife or partner. So again, men have to lead and support, but women don't. That's a very old time, you know, old fashioned view of things, but the modern pay scale does not support that anymore. And in one of my other videos, I've also talked about how 90% of women that got raises or promoted to where they were higher than their male counterparts, even after they were married, 90% of them that were elevated above the husband's position left him. 90%. You can Google that. No, you can web search that. Don't Google it. And here comes Cornell with its conclusion. The study reveals large deficits in the supply of potential male spouses. Right. The woman wants the tall, attractive, handsome, athletic, you know, all the sixes. Although now, apparently it's sevens, 6 foot seven, 7 inches, seven figures. You know, you can't keep up. They want all those things, but they also want the guy to make more money. Well, guess what? That's you're doing this. You're just making the pocket of men available smaller and smaller and smaller, and all the women want them. So of course there's not going to be enough to go around. Then if some of those men are smart and say, I'm going to keep my money to myself, my finances to myself, they're out of the market. And then once they're married, they're out of the market. There's nothing left. And that's why women will go out and have their fun and their flings, but they can't get a guy to settle down with them because there's not enough to go around. And they won't lower their standards to pause and take a look around and go, huh, I'm going to have to lower my standards a little bit because look at this vast pool of men that are just kind of chilling like, sup? Nope, won't even look at them. They're invisible. There really aren't too many good men around, apparently. See, okay, I think he corrects it, so let me not complain about his sentence there. Now, when I say good, the study's lead author, Daniel T. Lichter, well, the study's done by a guy, interesting, would like to offer his definition of goodness. Most American women hope to marry, but current shortages of marriageable men, men with a stable job and good income, make this increasingly difficult, especially in the current gig economy of unstable, low-paying service jobs. I was a network engineer. I made six figures. I wouldn't call myself exactly ugly. I'm relatively good shape. Take care of myself. I'm intelligent-ish. I'm stable job, good income. Not a second glance. So again, they're blaming it on things that aren't necessarily true. Yes, too many men are simply economically unattractive. How sad that it's come to this. Oh, you poor men. How dare you?
How dare you?
You know what? That is my new button. I've used it in every video so far. I have to. It's so good.
How dare you?
How dare you, gentlemen? How dare you not have good, stable, rich jobs to be with these women that are making a lot of money also, but you have to somehow be better than them, yet at the same time equal. As inequality increases and technology increasingly takes advantage of cheap labor, love becomes part of a calculation. Long-term plans can't be made. Marriage is but a concept from another time and place. Yet there's another way in which equality is being achieved. Slowly, women are earning more. There you go. Which leads Lichter to muse. Marriage is still based on love. Nope. From a man to a woman, yes. From a woman to a man, less. Because part of that love is he a provider? Is he strong? Is he economically viable? Is he attractive? Is he a leader of men? You know, is he popular? So on and so on and so on. Many young men today have little to bring to the marriage bargain, especially as young women's education levels on average now exceed their male suitors. I have not read through this, by the way. I've started doing this less and less so I can give you guys more of a genuine reaction as I read this. So sometimes I'll say something they say later on. But again, they say, we have little to bring to the marriage bargain. Are you kidding me? Take a guy that's a 6 or a 7 in looks. Relatively athletic. I mean, not like muscle guy, but, you know, in good shape, slim, not grossly overweight or anything. And I like welders because to me, welding is, it's challenging, it's hot, it's sweaty, but it's also can be very artistic and well done. But HVAC guys, you know, whatever, electricians, so on and so forth. These guys can make 6 figures and be very stable. Welders are always needed. You know what's not always needed? A social economic master's degree for so-and-so. That's not always needed, but you always need welders. You always need over-the-road truck drivers. You always need cops. You're not a rich job, but they're very stable with oftentimes good pensions and retirements, at least here in the States. But that guy, they say, brings nothing to the table. Little to bring to the marriage bargain. Are you joking me? He makes it sound like all we are is wallets. And yes, the women's education levels now exceed their male part. So women, we want everything. Women are graduating at, I think it's 24% more than men are from college. And then they turn around and go, where's all the men? Where's all the men I want to date? Says, please don't worry, boys. One day soon, technology will find a way to make you all completely disposable. Now, maybe he was writing this from sarcasm, because that certainly sounds sarcastic. Please don't worry, boys. One day soon, technology will find a way to make you all completely disposable. Man, doesn't that give you the warm, fuzzy feelings deep in your heart? And I don't know if he's writing this sarcastically. Probably not. But either way, it's not what a man is. And again, I'm not saying all, but when you look at the women that are willing to look at a man that's on equal footing that they are, equal income, equal intelligence, equal looks, they don't do that anymore in most cases. They're always looking to the stars and hope to land on the moon. Because of this, it becomes increasingly important for men to understand what they're up against and what men are going to have to fight. And what men are going to have to prove, and what men are going to have to do, and men, and what we provide, and we support, and it's always us, up to us to put forth this gargantuan effort just to catch a girl. But it's worth it, guys. You can be lucky and be happy and be a provider and so on and so forth. Come on, guys, step up to the plate. At no point does this say, hey, you know what? Now, I have read an article on this in one of my other videos, but I picked this one because it's the other side of things. But in this article, they're not viewing it, and this is Inc.com, so it's a professional, for professionals. What they don't say is, hey, women, maybe you should look at someone that's a blue-collar worker that brings in the dough, that's intelligent, that's smart. I don't have college. I didn't finish college. Neither did Steve Jobs. You know, neither did Bill Gates. Neither did a lot of very successful men. Doesn't matter. It's all about what you provide. And as soon as you understand, guys, that this is the way society works today, is what do you provide for me? What do you provide for your society? How do you protect your family? How do you provide for so on, you know, for the economy? How do you provide in taxes? How do you provide money? How do you take care of? It's always what is the woman? Women, what do? I'm here. Look at me. I'm pretty. I deserve this. You get me, and you have to do all this stuff, and you get me. Well, yeah, and you get me. So we're back to square one again. Because you know what? I'm a catch. I am an amazing catch. Just ask all my exes. But the whole point is, You know, as soon as you understand that you move past this and you say, I'm going to be selfish. I'm going to live this life for me. I'm going to do what's right for me. I'm going to make myself happy. I'm not going to sacrifice for other people. If a woman then says, hey, he's stable. He's got a good job. He's intelligent. He's going places in his life. He has a lot to offer. But I can't pull him off his track. He's plowing ahead. But you know, I'd like where he's going. And he's going in a similar direction and that I want to go. And no, he may not be all, everything that, you know, 100% of everything I ever want. It's called making sacrifices. Men have to do it all the time. Otherwise, can you imagine all the guys watching this, all the people that you know saying, well, I'm only going to date a woman up to 125 pounds. She's got to have, you know, the bobs have to be at least a 34C. You know, she no bigger than a size 6. I don't want any girl that's taller than me. I don't want this. I don't want only brunettes. Only. Well, that's what these women are doing. And it's unrealistic. It's ridiculous. So until they adjust their sights down, it's not going to happen. And how do we get them to adjust their sights down? Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it. Don't make it a thought process in your head. But if you do it and live your own life and have your own path and can be happy alone, if enough men do this, women are going to, like they're doing right now, like in this article, where the heck's all the men? Something's gone wrong here. I was told if I get a good degree and get a good paying job, I can find a good man and have a family. Wrong answer. It's not happening. And we're seeing this more and more. And this is just in the last 3 or 4 years. Now look at the next 3 to 5 to 7 years as more of you young men growing up are learning this information and decide to stay single, decide to not have kids, be very careful and not have kids just playing around. Even if she tells you everything's fine, don't worry about it. You don't have to wear anything. You wrap that little guy of yours and take care of themselves. Then they're going to realize that they have to adjust if they want to find, or they can be like us. And women just say, I'm okay being single. I'm okay making my own money. I'm going to just do my thing. And guys are saying the same thing. And it becomes one big hookup culture. If anybody wants to find a little bit of love for the weekend. And after that, we're just all individuals. I think that's really what it seems like, at least society and the government wants. We're all good little drones that do our things, make our money, pay our taxes, buy, consume. If you haven't watched the movie, is it they or them? I think it's them. Let me look it up real quick. All right, here it is. They Live. I couldn't remember if it was them or They Live. It's They Live. Go watch the movie They Live. I'm not sure if you can get it streaming or on a pirate ship site or whatever, but go watch They Live. Buy, consume, spend, you know, they just want us to all be those drones. And because the family unit is, I mean, it is falling apart right now. And if you look at the message that's coming from, you know, the kind of the farther left socialist type thing, they want you to be drones. They want you to not break up they want to break up the family unit. So I think, you know, as this happens, we're not really left with a lot of choices. It's do your own thing. Go your own way, enjoy your life. Maybe you find, if you're still looking, maybe you find some love and romance on the way. But don't center your life around that anymore. You can't. It's just statistically not in your best interest. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. Thank you if you have. I appreciate it ever so much. Don't forget to go over to betterbachelor.locals.com. I've left links down below. It's a site for us guys. You can follow me over there for free. You can become a sponsor for $3 a month. And you can post and link to things, and it's a great little community. First 30 days are free if you want to become a sponsor. But just to go over there and check it out as members, it's free. And you guys can post, we can have conversations, we can get threads going about things. If you're a content creator, you can link to your stuff. It's about the Manosphere. Go over and check it out. I've set that up so that if things go south for us, we have a nice, quiet, safe space where people cannot monitor us and take down things and say this chat has the wrong word in it and make it yeet off into nowhere. So go over and check that out as well. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, live your life. Do your thing. Don't make it centered around a relationship. And you will be happy. If you find one, if one bumps into you, hey, great, give it a shot if that is your thing. But statistically, it's not looking so good for you. And it's all your fault.